Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend Tamar Jacoby back on the show. Tamar is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the president of Immigration Works USA. She's the editor of the outstanding book on immigration, Reinventing the Melting Pot, The New Immigrants and What It Means to Be American. She's our good friend, Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Tamar, talk to us about where you think immigration is in the national debate right now. I want to talk about some specifics in a minute, but in general, where is immigration in the national debate? And that may or that could or maybe not be directly connected to the presidential campaign.
Well, you know, 5 years ago now, more, depending on how you count, 6-7 years ago, Congress tried to fix immigration, and they didn't succeed. So
why did they fail?
It's a hard issue.
Was it politics, or it's just a tough thing to do?
It was politics. Yeah, it was politics. But, I mean, back then, at least, they were legitimately trying, right? 2006 and 2007, led by President Bush, with Senator Kennedy and Bob, you know, what an unusual combination.
Yep.
They tried really hard.
What were the main planks of that plan?
The plan was to have tougher enforcement on the border and in the work site, get control of it. You know, finally, we haven't been trying to get control for a long, long time. Plus, that was the tough part. Plus, some kind of answer for the 11 million people who were here illegally. At the time, there were 12.
The elephant in the room, right?
Yeah, the idea was to give them, to let them earn their way back onto the right side of the law,
right,
by learning English and paying taxes and working, and they could eventually become citizens. And then most important, really, a part that didn't always get talked about, fix the legal system so that there's a legal way for workers to come in the future. If we need workers to either work in restaurants and farms and meatpacking plants, or to be a PhD scientist and start, you know, startups in Silicon Valley, let's fix it so that there's enough legal visas for people like that.
Mm-hmm.
We need them in the economy.
What do you think was the single thing that caused that to fail? And the reason I want to dwell on this is because we can't move forward in the future if we don't know what didn't work in the past.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And I think, you know, obviously there's a small but very energized and very loud minority of mostly Republicans who think who don't like the legalization piece.
Anything that smacks even to a tiny degree of amnesty, they just can't stand it.
Exactly. And you know, I mean, it's complicated. I mean, I understand people who say, you know, the law is the law. We don't want to help people who've broken the law. But the idea of the bill was to, you know, lots of people do things wrong in society. We give them a chance to earn their way back. And I think, but people just couldn't get their heads around people earning their way back on this.
Well, if there's one thing that America has always been good about, and I think it's something, you know, I'm no bleeding heart. You know that. I think we need to be tough on immigration. But if there's one thing America is known for, it's redemption.
Well, and the point is, it's not good for us to have, a population the size of Pennsylvania or Ohio living outside the rule of law.
Right.
I don't think we should do anything to be nice. We have to think about our self-interest, but our self-interest is not to have that population like that.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly our self-interest is if we need workers. And we do, even in the downturn, you know, not very many Americans want to pick lettuce or clean toilets in hotels, you know.
When you and I talked about this before, Tamar, my big concern, the thing that I thought was the thing that was going to not make this not work, is a big part of it was requiring folks when we brought them in and brought them on the right side of the law, as you say, we also gave them a bill for past taxes and penalties or whatever.
Right.
That was a loser. That was never going to happen. If I were them, I wouldn't come out of the shadow if I thought you were going to hand me a bill for several thousand dollars.
Yeah, I think people would do that. I mean, I think it was kind of silly because I think it would be hard to pull it off because how are we going to keep the records? But people would have come up with phony records in order to pay it, in order to get on the right side of the law.
Yeah.
People have a big stake. I mean, people have a big stake. In
right.
On the
so fast forward now. So that basically failed.
So that didn't fail.
It's become more of a political football,
exactly.
More about political football and less about political blood sport and less about solutions.
And so, you know, so President Bush and Senator Kennedy were really trying to solve it. Now, you know, I would argue most of the people who are dealing with it are using it to appeal to their base. You know, Democrats are telling Latinos, you know, we're trying to do it, but those racist Republicans won't let us. And Republicans are appealing to their base and saying, you know, we're protecting you from this amnesty and from these, you know, hordes of people and this cultural change or whatever. And nobody's trying to compromise. And you know, most of the public polls show that most of the public would like it solved. But there's some faction in every party, and, you know, the elections are won on the margins, right? So there's some faction in every party that's eating up this red meat.
Let me tell you something that happened this week. As you know, I was in Washington this week during Small Business Week at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the Latino Coalition had the last day. They were part of the week with the U.S. Chamber, and their last day was yesterday, and they had Senator Rubio there. We're going to talk about him in the next segment with one of his proposals. But before him was Governor Romney. Governor Romney spoke to this and this room, all these Hispanics, and then me, white bread, doing a white bread blasting game, right? But guess what? Governor Romney never used the word immigration one time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
His whole speech was about education. His whole speech, 80% of his speech was about education reform.
Well, that's
and
really
this
smart,
Latino group
really
loved that. They loved it.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, Romney's made a mistake on immigration up to now. Not because, I mean, Governor Romney, I'm a Republican, I support him. But he, in the primary campaign, he was very, very harsh on immigration.
But I'll tell you, this Latino, I got to take a quick break tomorrow, but this Latino group loved what he had to say about education. We'll take a quick break. We're going to talk about the DREAM Act with Tamar Jacoby after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.